We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tour of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Thanks again to Michael Rappaport for stopping by the program last hour. We get those tickets away, Marcos. Somebody's going to go happy to see him this weekend at the Improv.
Indeed. Cheryl in Miami.
Oh, shout out to Cheryl. All right, good for her. She wins the tickets. We also want to let you guys know, we have a Marcos and J-Fig special going on. Your chance to win tickets to see the Heat play the Clippers on Thursday, December 8th. And we will be giving those tickets away every day this week. You just have to listen in, and you just may win a pair. But I believe J-Fig is not... Are you scratching your back like a bear? What are you doing?
What's going on over there?
This is so...
Like, are you okay? I don't think he's look. There's man, no. There, I'm just gonna tell you right now. There's a 0% chance that doesn't end up on Twitter as a GIF.
Oh yeah, for
just
sure.
Letting you know that right now, because it looked hilarious. You look like a grizzly bear.
It itches so bad.
Speaking of bears, what's with this cocaine bear? What is this?
What is up what with is this cocaine bear?
What's a cocaine bear?
Dude, this thing was going viral yesterday on Twitter, this movie. It's called Cocaine Bear. And it was just like everybody just loved it. I don't know what the premise is other than it's a bear. I'm assuming that did cocaine. You are not making Jennifer scratch your back.
Oh, God.
This is not happening right now.
Is it high? Is it on the right side?
Oh, God.
Direction. Get in there. Scrape the skin.
Oh, that's it.
She looks very uncomfortable.
Well, his butt's towards me, so.
It's a loaded rocket right there.
Okay. Wow.
Get in there. Come on.
But here?
Yes.
Okay.
He was using the wall previously, so I guess this is an upgrade.
I guess it is. That was something right there.
You go, boy.
Hey. Listen, we won't speak of that.
Well, it was on the internet.
What do you want me to say?
Our little secret, Leroy.
I was in the viewers' later.
Our little secret.
Dude, what are you talking about?
I was looking for like a pitchfork, you know, in the kitchen.
An actual fork?
You know, the long one. That could read. Oh, I was getting ready to get it.
My God.
I don't know why. I feel like I saw one over there. Like an actual back scratcher.
Keep it away.
Oh, really?
I think so.
So anyway, we're going to give away those Heat tickets. J-Vig is not letting you guys slide today, though. You're going to have to work for it.
Especially after that backstretch.
It's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll give away those Heat and Clippers tickets today. So be listening for that. But let's get to some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks.
So, like, seriously, though, what is this cocaine bear? I don't understand.
It said it was based on a true story. That's the
So this bear had to live down here, yes?
I'm assuming there's but where, like Central Florida?
I don't know. Down here? I mean, there are a lot of bears in Central Florida. We have a lot of in the like Ocala region. Yeah, yeah, a lot of black bears.
Those are the smallest of the bears, right?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. The welterweight bears, you know?
Mm. They say that the true story of Cocaine Bear is probably even stranger than the upcoming movie.
What? How is that possible?
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
So,
you know,
so wait.
Yes.
What is the premise behind this?
I don't know. A bear that does blow and goes crazy, like a yogi that's down on his luck.
Pablo Escobar?
Are you talking about a movie?
I don't know if you stole that.
I definitely stole that.
Are you guys talking about a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
It's a JVig. I remember saying
Cocaine Bears or like the Winnie the Pooh.
No, I sent you this movie poster yesterday, and it was trending on Twitter. And it's like a bear that has like snow all over its nose. I just saw it.
Are you sure you're not thinking a Winnie the Pooh killer movie?
No.
Yeah, it says,
I know what you're talking. Yeah, this seems like I feel like bears. Is that like the what's the next? Is it going to be like Care Bears Gone Wrong?
I'm not sure, man.
I'm just telling you right now. If Cocaine Bear's coming out,
yeah,
I want to do a show field trip.
Okay.
Wow. If what?
Yeah. I want to go see a show. I want a show field trip to go see Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know what it's about. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know.
Okay.
A lot, you know, because I've always kind of thought of this show as a Cocaine Bear.
Wow. Did you?
Yeah.
Didn't realize you thought of it so highly.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because if me getting my back scratched is, that's not even a one on the scale of crap you just talked about.
Dude, it was the most popular thing on the social media yesterday.
Cocaine Bear? I wasn't really on social media yesterday.
I'm telling you, Cocaine Bear was all over the place.
But you could have did that with anything. Cocaine Duck, Cocaine Alligator. Like, as soon as you say cocaine, everybody goes,
That's right.
Now you do Cocaine Bear. Like,
but a bear, like if you think about like a bear really gets into it, like how much cocaine could a bear do?
Because he probably just eat the seeds.
I know how much
so
he did.
Nah, dude. Or I think is that this cocaine.
Huh?
Is this snow or cocaine?
No, that bear is doing blow.
Guys, they 70 pounds of cocaine.
70 pounds of cocaine?
70 pounds of cocaine.
Woo!
Yep. Think about a bear treating cocaine like it treats honey.
That means some drug dealer is pissed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but what are you going to do? It's a bear. Sure.
Huh?
What are you going to do if you're a drug dealer? It's a bear.
Whatever you want if he did 70 pounds of blow.
Really? Because I feel like that bear's going to be more ferocious.
Mm. No, really.
Very ferocious.
Really?
What are you talking about?
70 pounds.
You think that bear's going to... Did the bear die? Spoiler alert.
Of an overdose.
Did it?
I don't know. I think it says. So it says, look, it was no match for around 70 pounds of cocaine that the package used to house, and it had died of the overdose.
Damn.
3 months later, though.
3 months later?
Yeah.
Oh, so it was like in the hospital? Like, did somebody try and save the bear?
Seems like it was fighting it.
Well done.
Gotta respect
this.
That spirit.
Yeah, this is impressive.
Hmm.
Wait, Ice Cube's son is in it?
Really?
That's what I was looking at right now, yeah.
Ray Liotta?
Oh.
Oh, wait, what?
I thought he was this.
Dude.
What is going on here?
February 24th, we're out there.
Contrary to popular belief, I can read.
Hold on, I am reading
cast.
Is Christopher the Bear?
It did say Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta's last movie would be Cocaine Bear.
Was that his
last
movie?
Wait, directed by Elizabeth Banks?
Oh.
So it's going to be weird going from Pitch Perfect to Cocaine Bear.
He did die in the Dominican Republic, which is strange, but this movie mentioned that it had to do with the Dominican Republic.
Do you think that they had to use a Hollywood bear to do the cocaine, or do you think that this was
Oh, so you
want to
know
bear?
The original story?
Oh, no.
Yes, I would, actually.
So,
anytime.
When you go, boy.
So, no.
Right.
So, this guy was moving cocaine for a cartel.
Okay.
Crashed, right? 77 pounds of cocaine in a duffel bag. And when they found the cocaine,
bear,
they discovered a dead 175 pound black bear. Nearby was a duffel bag that originally contained 75 pounds of cocaine. The unfortunate animal had apparently got into the blow and overdose.
Hmm.
So wow. I think the cocaine, I would say that here's what the movie's about without knowing. Because I'm good at this.
It better be about a bear.
Oh, man.
So there's probably some guys
mm-hmm.
who knew the plane crashed and they went looking for the cocaine. That's what the story's about. And then when they find the cocaine, they find the bear.
See, I would have loved it a lot more if they see. I hope they go based on a true story.
Hey, boo boo, let's get some food.
Hey, boo boo, we're gonna do some blow.
Oh no, that is a drop for sure.
Yes, I'm high as a kite, Yogi.
Oh god,
I can't feel my face.
Okay, well, you know, it's been a nice run, guys. I really appreciate it. It has been nice having
a
job.
Didn't they just do? They just made one of the Christmas movie a horror movie.
No, they made Winnie the Pooh Dark Side.
No, but they did. Yes,
yes.
It's
they made a Christmas movie too.
Krampus?
No,
I don't know.
No, oh my god, dude.
Can't believe
no,
it.
I'm
Violent Night.
No,
Violent Night.
Violent Night.
Yeah.
Here's what I want, though. See, like, that's okay, but here's what I would really hope. I hope when Ray Liotta and
what last movie I saw him in, he was getting his brain eaten out by
Hannibal. I want Ray Liotta and Little Ice Cube to go to the site of the bear. And then I want the bear to be running a drug ring in the forest. So he's got like little, like the squirrels are dealing blow to the turtles,
and they're naked because they don't want to be stuffing stuff.
They
in
got
there.
Deer strippers out there, just complete debauchery in the animal kingdom.
Yeah, go pitch that to Elizabeth Banks.
I think I will.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out. It has to be some kind of humor in it.
One would think.
Right? It's a good cast, though. This is not a joke cast.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Seems like a good cast.
Well, minus Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Yeah, I mean, but still,
but wait,
though,
Elizabeth Banks? She only does funny movies.
I know, but it's a still, like, you know, this isn't like Sharks or like Sharknado.
Oh my god!
Like a parody.
I hope
for sure.
Not.
No, this is like a feature film.
This is like Snakes on a Plane, where you're like, well, I gotta see that. You know, it doesn't seem like it's gonna be a great movie, but it's gonna get my heart going. It's that cocaine
until it doesn't.
This took place in Kentucky.
Oh,
in
really?
1985. Yeah.
Wow. Elizabeth Banks on the director? This is amazing.
She's got to soup up that bear, though, because I'm not going to go see no 175-pound bear.
So this is what the thing bear. Says. Pablo Escobar.
Yeah.
Or simply cocaine bear.
Yeah.
Winnie the Blow.
Had Ooh. Really destroyed or consumed 75 pounds.
Yeah, I think that was good.
Personally. He stole that. It's Winnie on the Blow? Comment section.
Who did?
Yes.
You.
I didn't steal it, I swear to God.
Wow, you stole it. It's on the comment section?
It's on the comment section.
I didn't see it on the comment section.
You're a fraud, dude. You know what?
Listen, minus one for deception.
For what?
For deception. For lying.
How much? Can we? Len, can we have Mike Biamonte say cocaine bear?
Oh, gosh.
This show's a cocaine bear.
I mean, I got to tell you. They stuffed him.
Wait,
they
what?
The bear? Look.
Oh, like they took him to a taxidermist?
Yeah, and hung a cocaine bear around his neck.
Oh, that's a legend. That's a good move. Hmm. I'm glad they paid him some
and
respect
guess what?
Then.
Yeah. Even stuffed, he looks like he's on that.
Of course, he is on
look
that
at
stuff.
Him. Even stuffed, he got tears coming out of his eyes.
Like, dude, yeah. That's a Photoshop.
Threw his life away, dude.
That's not a Photoshop.
That's a Photoshop you just showed me. That's not
what
real.
I just saw right now. If you,
there's
what
no
you're
way that's
showing
real.
Him. That poor bear.
Is he wearing a chain?
Does it have it's a? Is it crying?
That's what I said. It's probably some of that cocaine. They're like coming out of his pores. He did so much.
I feel like the dolphins right now are a cocaine bear. That's how much I love watching them on Sunday.
This got 4 retweets in
dude,
July of 2016. I don't
on a
think
team
it's
like that.
It must be amazing.
You score so much.
Talk to the microphone, bro.
Wow. I said you score so much. We scored, I mean, we scored 40, 30. Like, only two times we scored less than, only two times we scored less than 30 and we lost both games.
Remember when Tua came back on the plane after he got stretchered off the field and he and McCoachin watched MacGruber? Like I
oh,
hope.
Are you sure he wasn't running down the aisle and stretching?
No, that's Russell Wilson, who's getting yelled at by defenders now.
Yeah, it's gotten worse.
Well, is it him, though? You think?
Yeah, he's not good. Yeah, I have him on my fantasy team. It's totally him.
You had him and Tua, and you thought, like, oh, I'm going to play Russell Wilson this
what
year.
Is so? Why did I think that?
And now Tua's like, you're lucky you got Tua.
Yeah, for sure.
You're lucky you got Tua. Tua's mm-hmm. thrown up 300 yards and a half.
I ain't lie. I got him to spite you, too.
I know. Mainly. I wanted him so bad.
Mainly.
I wanted him so bad. I should have taken him, you know, when I took Lamar Jackson. I was an idiot.
There's a couple of positions that I'm just not drafting. I don't care how good they are. Running back's one of them. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm gonna draft 30 receivers and 5 quarterbacks.
Because you never know who the good you'll figure out the good running backs.
You
in like
never
3 weeks.
Do.
So true. So true.
You know, the Dolphins figured out.
Receiver, you can always get 5 or 6 catches if you get a star.
Yeah.
So why not load up on receivers and quarterbacks?
I want on the way home from the Super Bowl.
Oh no.
Mike McDaniel and Tua together in the front seat watching Cocaine Bear.
Oh God.
Celebrating.
Jeez.
You have to go. You have to like.
Attaboy.
Right. He got to take it like just to ridiculous.
You don't think that Mike McDaniel would love a movie called Cocaine Bear?
You think Auburn wants to win? They just hired.
I think so. While he with little Twizzlers.
Yep. Exactly.
What now?
And his was it Sprite? No.
He's a big snack time guy. Like Skittles, I think.
I'm a big snack time guy.
No, he didn't like Skittles. Who? It wasn't what he snacked on.
Wasn't it Twizzlers?
Twizzlers.
It was Twizzlers.
He did say Twizzlers.
That's weird.
Strange.
Twizzlers, right? Can I just tell you?
They can get rocks.
I lose a little bit for you.
Really?
If you say your favorite snack is Twizzlers.
Yeah, that's fair.
Twizzlers don't even have taste. It's like wax.
They're not good.
And then, if I see you eating black licorice, what is it, Good and Plenty's?
Yeah, no.
We can't be friends.
Sure, that's
agreed.
I mean, that's
if
a cereal.
If you get
killer.
A Good and Plenty in your mouth, it better be because you didn't realize that it was licorice.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, could be something.
Mm.
We have Dolphins and 49ers beef.
Mm.
Could be nothing. Seems like more slights are getting thrown around social media before this game. Could be something. Could be nothing. That's next.
Why would they do that?
Could be nothing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Why would they do that? What's going on in Utah?
It could be something, could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something, could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Seth Levitt's going to join us. In about 20 minutes, we'll talk to our friend from the Fish Tank podcast. We like chopping it up with him, talking a little Dolphins football. Big Dolphins game coming up this week. Dolphins and 49ers. McCochin's revenge on his former boss.
Two pretty even teams, except they probably have a little bit, they're a little bit more consistent defensively.
They're a great defense.
Mm-hmm.
They're a great defense, and I would say maybe the Dolphins are more explosive. So this is going to be an interesting. Kind of, this is going to be an interesting clash, but we have beef.
Every time I think they're not explosive, Deebo Samuel is...
He's a moose.
Right.
He's a moose.
And fast.
Thought he was going to come here.
Hmm?
Well, you remember there was that flirtation afterwards. You don't remember that?
You're the only one that thought that, dude.
Deebo Samuel.
You're the only one that thought that.
As soon as...
You're the only one
that thought that. Remember, he had a very public spat with the 49ers this offseason. He was making a stink. I thought he was gonna try and work his way to Miami.
Instead, he worked himself into some cha-ching.
He did. And the Dolphins got Tyreek Hill. All worked out for everybody. But he's beefing right now with Raheem Mostert. We got beef. Cause Raheem Mostert basically said we got a quarterback who could sling it. They took that as a slight to Jimmy G, even though Raheem denied it. He said that this was clickbait. And Deebo Samuel basically told him. Says, I think what was it? It was be serious with yourself was the term. So we got more.
Why would they do that?
Yep. Because there's a lot. Listen, I don't know if you know this, Leroy.
He said, be real with yourself.
Be real with yourself. He said, Raheem, be real with yourself, is what Deebo Samuel tweeted. And we have more beef, dude.
What happened?
So this could be something.
Or it could be nothing.
Or it could be nothing.
I lend on.
But we have a lot of crossover right now with 49ers and Dolphins because of the Mike McDaniel connection. Jeff Wilson Jr., Raheem Mostert, River Craycraft, Trent Sherfield, Wes Welker, a lot of
They didn't want those two guys anyway.
They didn't want them.
So what do you complain about, San Fran?
So Trent Sherfield. This could be something. Could be nothing.
Could be nothing.
He put on Instagram yesterday. He said, tell him if it's smoke with us. Don't send the ones they love. Now, that could be a lyric. I don't know.
What's going on there?
He says, tell him if it's smoke with us, don't send the ones they love. Now, that could be a lyric. Mm-hmm. Could just be liking a song.
Why would they do that?
He could just be referring to the entire NFL if you want smoke with the Dolphins. Or is he sending a message to his former team?
Well, hold on. If he's talking to the whole league, then why would you play it in this conversation? Because you're insinuating that he was talking about San Fran.
Right.
Okay.
And then.
Didn't you say he could be talking about just rent?
You're right. It could be nothing.
Was he responding to anything?
No, it was his own Instagram post.
Okay.
It's right there on screen.
You're making things up now.
No, I'm not. Because here's the thing. Now check the comments. JFig, if you could bring up slide number 2 with this Trent Sherfield post. Look who posts right there. 19 problems with a Z. That's Deebo Samuel's Instagram account.
Why would they do that?
And what does he post? A frosty emoji.
Oh, no, that's cold.
That's cold?
Yeah, well, he mean the lyrics, dude.
I don't know. Does he mean that's cold? Really? Or man, you're being frosty towards us.
Why would they do that?
But it's like that's it's cold. All in good fun, it looks
yeah,
like.
Maybe.
Could be nothing.
Or it could be something. Could be a huge beef brewing. Look, these guys aren't going to talk till Wednesday. We don't know. Who knows what could be said in the
Can
war
I just
of words.
Say something? You want beef, but beef ain't there.
I think it is.
It's not.
Dude, I think we got beef.
They're just laughing back and forth.
I don't think so.
Idiots.
I don't think so. JFig, you think this is nothing? All of a sudden?
You know why?
Could be nothing.
It's two people.
Who know each other.
That ain't gonna never be on the field at the same time.
No, but they were in the same receiver room last year, dude.
Again. It'd be different. Like when Tyreek Hill said he wanted some of that, what's his name? Eli Apple.
See, here's the thing. I'm just telling you right now, Trent Sherfield sending a message.
We have beef.
He's got his guy, Mostert's back, and they're sending a message to all those 49ers over there. Hey, you guys had a nice run, but we got the real genius over here.
Why would they do that?
Would you want the guy who fell off the tree and is a genius, or the guy who taught the genius?
I want the guy who's the best limb off the tree.
No, you don't. You want the tree, dumbass.
Nah, because that tree.
What are you doing?
That tree could spawn new fruit. It's called pollination, photosynthesis.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's what that is.
I don't know, dude.
Dude, if you listen to this show to learn, good luck.
I'm telling you right now.
You are ruining it for all people. No, here's the deal. I would think that if a tree is sound and a branch falls off, he'll grow another branch just as good. Because guess
minus
what?
One.
All trees.
Leaning out of the camera.
Thank you, Marcos. Good policing.
All trees that drop limbs, those don't always grow and bear fruit. As with Bill Belichick.
Okay, but we've seen very much this Kyle Shanahan, known choker, that he lost this limb. This limb seems to be doing pretty damn good. So what do you guys say about that?
Why would they do that?
Wait till it gets fruit.
We have beef.
How the Dolphins fourth Stephen A. Clown?
Wow. What about this? Could be some more trash talk.
Oh, my goodness.
Jalen Phillips, a.k.a. JP. he posts on Instagram.
Not to be confused with Jason Pierre-Paul.
That's JPP.
Okay.
This is just JP.
Okay.
He posts on Instagram, winter is coming.
Because it's chilly. Wow!
Look at that, dude.
Oh, now you got
it. I love the sound effects.
Winter is coming. You telling me that's nothing?
Nothing.
That's a warning shot, dude. That's what that is.
A warning shot.
That is a warning shot right there from Jalen Phillips.
Hey, you notice all the people talking, nobody's going to have interaction with another person.
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
Jalen Phillips on defense. He can go chase down old Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's be honest about it. If you
Jimmy Garoppolo ain't the one talking trash, though.
Look, you.
Like I said, everybody talking in this chain, nobody is going to interact with the other person in the chain.
First of all, Jimmy Garoppolo, he can't be too good a quarterback, all right? He's too good looking. All right, second most handsome quarterback. Yeah, he's good looking.
Wait, second?
Yes. Yeah, oh, to Tua.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Second most handsome quarterback in the league, Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's pretty handsome.
Loyal.
Yep. Tua's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Tua's number one. But for him, let's be honest about it. He didn't want to be on the 49ers. They didn't want him. He didn't want them. Remember, they wouldn't even let him practice. They wanted Trey Lance. And if Deebo Samuel really looked in the honesty mirror, okay, he wouldn't say, I think I suck, like Tua did last year. You know what he would say? I wish I was with Tua. I think if you really had all things even, if Deebo Samuel had his ways, everything was the same, he'd rather be in Miami than San Francisco. He didn't want to be in San Francisco.
Till they brought that check to the table.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Good for him.
It's a profession.
It is a profession. There's nothing wrong with getting paid. I'm saying, though, if he could get the same check, where do you think he'd rather be? With his guy McCoaching. That's his guy. McCoaching unlocked Deebo.
Now you turn off your microphone.
Leroy went full bag with that last one, dude.
Yeah, he took a big, like a Burmese python.
Put his head back. There was chips hanging out of his mouth. Yeah, well.
Stolen McRib says, put on your mic. I can't hear you. You okay?
I'm trying not to do the thing.
I appreciate that. Appreciate it.
No. And
now,
yeah.
Now you say you don't appreciate it. Ungrateful. You're ungrateful.
My thing is, why do you wait till you get back from break to shake your drink? That's my thing. That's what I wanted.
He just likes ASMR, dude. He likes the sound of it.
That's
in
not
his
why.
He wants a whole break.
I got the water, and I came in and put the stuff in.
No. Stolen McRib says that Dolphins had Tyreek Hill already when you wanted Deebo. That's true, but I'm greedy.
Yeah. He was having lunch with people.
Hold on. I'm going to look right into the screen and say, do you guys realize that Tobin knows nothing about salary caps, nothing about
my job.
You know, hit against the caps or whatever. He just wants to get everybody.
Nobody knows the NFL salary cap rules, dude. They
what
pretend
are you talking
they do.
About?
They just make it up.
It's
as
a hard
they go.
Cap.
Sometimes.
No.
Then it's a dead cap. Then it's a soft cap. They just make it up as they go.
It's a hard cap.
It goes up, it goes down.
No.
Sometimes
well,
it's dead.
Yeah, every salary cap changes based on
you agree with me.
What the league makes.
Yeah, you agree with me.
No, I don't agree with you.
Okay.
Just
classic.
That's what he does to get out of an argument. He's 100% lost. He just throws it in. Oh, so you agree with me.
That's the one thing that you agree
with. Hey, so we got conference championships this week in football, right?
So wait, you're in agreement this is something though, right?
No, it's not.
Marcos?
That's why I'm keeping it moving. So question.
A frosty.
I think let's
it's
get
a little
back.
Frosty, right?
A little frosty.
But
little
everybody
frosty.
Seems to be laughing. Nobody's throwing real
I don't
shade.
Think they are laughing, dude. Like, why would you come out and tweet that about Raheem Mostert?
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The host with the Mostert.
Anyway. So, let me ask you a question. All these championship games are this week, right? And there's only one team that's playing an unranked team. And if I told you Purdue is in the Big Ten championship game, you're like, really? But that's who it is. And that's the only unranked team in any conference championship.
Minus one.
What?
Wow.
For lashing out.
Hmm.
Minus one.
We're here getting ready for the biggest Dolphins game in who knows how long. And you mentioned the word Purdue.
For lashing out.
It's true.
I'm trying to do investigative journalism here.
I'm
a journalist.
All right. There's just no real bad blood.
Oh, okay, dude. There's no bad blood. What are you talking about? This is Taylor Swift if I've ever seen it.
Listen. Yeah, I don't know how you would react when we was, because when I played against my friends, we were talking about taking each other out and laughing.
Just barely had the internet.
Huh? We what?
You barely had the internet.
No, we didn't. And when was the first iPhone come out?
Like 2004?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you claiming you had the iPhone when you played for the Vikings?
No.
Okay, LeBron James.
No, I had that Nokia flip phone.
Dude,
Nokia
I don't think
the flip phone?
That was Razor.
Razor. Motorola.
Motorola, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think you had that, dude.
I did.
I think you had that brick cell phone.
calling up Randy Moss with a brick.
I found the rap lyrics, man. They're to a song called I'll Be Here by No Cap.
Thank you.
Never heard of them, but the lyrics before.
What does it say? What's the name of the song?
I'll Be Here.
Okay.
No Cap.
Wow.
All right.
That means he's going to be there.
Mm-hmm. The few lyrics before his lyrics say, yeah, 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 yeah. All right, it's about 12, yes. But after that, it says, I shed tears, sweat, and blood. Won't let you take it from me. I'm a thug.
Wow.
I mean, that defines Trent Sherfield, if you ask me.
Wait, what?
He's a good player? Sweat, tears, and blood?
I think that what he's doing is he's letting him know, Debo, you done messed up.
It's true.
You know what the D stands for in Debo?
Don't mean nothing.
Done messed up.
Wow.
And he knows it. That's why he put the frosty emoji.
Because Sherfield's going to be covering Debo, right?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't.
So you shorten that to D, huh? It's a sentence.
It's easy to talk trash to somebody you don't actually play against. But when you got to deal with that person on Sunday.
Why would they do that?
Exactly.
Listen, we have the answers to the test, dude.
All wrong right? sport.
We have the answers to the test.
And Spo don't have the answers to the test.
He does.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk to me when they get to 500.
They will. They're going to beat the Celtics twice this week.
So we understand the answers to our test.
Seth Levin from the Fish Tank Podcast. We'll ask him if he thinks this is beef or social media nonsense. Also, if he would go for it on 4th and 10 every time with the Dolphins. That's next. Oh. All right. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. We've got a chance to see comedian John Mulaney this Saturday, December 3rd at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. It's easy to enter. Just go to WQM.com, click on the contest page, and you guys might be able to see John Mulaney this Saturday. Busy weekend, man. Got Odyssey Beach Fest this weekend. Marcos has got our friend of the show now, Michael Rabaport. He's going to be at the Improv.
That's my guy.
And then, of course, we have the greatest football game ever because it's Dolphins and 49ers this week. So how about that?
History. A lot
you
of
know
history.
What? I really feel like Dan Marino and Joe Montana should have a fist fight just to get it going.
What?
Yep.
You've been aggressive this week.
You know what?
You just keep
Debo Samuel
fights.
Started it, dude. Not me.
I don't think so.
Not me. Yeah. So I want Joe Montana and Dan Marino meeting at midfield, throwing fisticuffs.
Throwing fists, huh?
Hey, all right. What's going on?
See if we can pull some strings.
What's wrong?
That's what Leroy walks into.
Would you prefer Jerry Rice and OJ McDuffie?
What?
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Our guy, Seth Levitt, he is the co-host of the Fish Tank Podcast with OJ McDuffie. And, of course, you can hear him on post-game action with Travis Wingfield along with Juice. They do a great job. Seth Levitt, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good.
I think Leroy's going to walk off the show today, to be honest with you.
Why is that? What'd I miss?
First of all, he thinks I'm reading way too much into this beef with Debo Samuel and Raheem Mostert, which I'm not.
Okay, I agree.
You are. I'm not.
Dude, they don't play against one another. You can talk as much trash as you want.
The spice has started, dude. Trust me.
That's like a heavyweight talking trash to a light heavyweight or a middleweight.
No.
Like, you're not going to fight them.
But there
Who
is
cares?
Going to be fighting. There is going to be team fighting.
No, there's
not. So the fuse has
no,
been lit.
No, there's not.
It has been lit.
That's not trash talk.
I agree that.
I'm telling you. Dude. That's not trash talk.
Then why are the 49ers being so sensitive?
What do you mean?
Raheem Mostert didn't mean any dig at Jimmy Garoppolo, but Debo took it as a slight.
Still got to defend your guy.
Yeah,
but you're
talking about two different things.
Nope, no. I'm saying if you think it's a dig on your quarterback, you got to defend your guy. But at the same time, when you use lyrics and all, you ain't really talking trash.
That's how it's done these
days,
dude.
You ain't talking trash. Okay, here. Let me explain something to you. Me talking trash to the other team's running back does nothing. If I want to talk trash, I'm going to talk trash to somebody. Let me talk trash about one of the linebackers.
Okay, but here's the thing. Debo is upset because he feels his quarterback was slighted. It's all offense. Because the root of the conversation started with Raheem Mostert telling this journalist that I believe because we have a quarterback who can sling it, we're going to be scary good.
Why are you treating this like the Hassan Whiteside situation? We got shooters.
That's what he's doing. So it's an offensive beef. You don't think there's beef here, Seth?
I kind of wanted to let you guys just handle this one. To me, it's like I don't even see where the issue is.
Thank you.
Seems like nonsense.
This is what I do every day. Every day he goes, ooh, look what I found on Twitter. I don't know if it's real or not.
People like trash talk. Why are you acting
that's
like
not trash talk?
It is, dude. It is.
He's
I'm telling
people.
You, that's if not trash talk.
If Debo Samuel
he's
is telling Raheem
Mostert. People?
If Raheem Mostert is being told by Debo Samuel, be serious. That's trash talk.
Wait, being serious cannot be considered
dude,
trash talk.
It is, Seth.
Here's the word. Yeah. This is what I do every day, Seth.
Raheem, be real with yourself. Be real.
He's crying laughing.
But that's a sarcastic laugh.
Yeah, that's a laughing at him. They're not laughing with him. They're laughing at him.
I'm sorry. If I need trash talk translation, then I don't need to be in the trash talking game. Especially two people that don't fight. You ain't fighting nobody. And you talk about what is beef and what is a beef.
I know.
That's
dude.
How they do it now.
That's not even fighting.
You know who I want to be the arbiter?
Be a hit, right?
You know who I want?
Come in there and stick a guy.
This is who I want to be the arbiter of what's trash talk and what's not.
Oh, boy.
Brian Cox. Because
well,
if it is trash talk, he going to give you a two-piece of soda before he responds. So
fair
then
enough.
We know.
Give me, though, Seth, your excitement level for this game. I mean, these are two of the best teams in the league going into this one. Feels like one of the feature games of the week. Obviously, there are a lot of storylines in it because the head coach came from this franchise.
Sure.
So, like, where is your excitement level going into this week?
Yeah, is it going to be a little bit like that Spider-Man meme where all the Spider-Men are pointing at each other? Is it going to be one of those deals? I mean, look, so there are some underlying interesting elements, and apparently there's another one I didn't even realize was that interesting. But it's exciting because, as you said, it's good football and it's relevant football. I love what Coach McDaniel said. There's nothing better than meaningful football in December and January. And it's been a long – well, you know, I shouldn't say that. The Dolphins have had meaningful games, but it's kind of like must-win games this time of the year. Like if you – and not only must you win, but you're waiting for other teams to lose and you're doing all that. You're going into this thing 8-3 on top of the division, and you're going to play a really good football team. So it's an opportunity to truly see where you're at as an organization. You know, you've got three games in a row against good football teams, two of which are teams that you're competing with to have that playoff spot. Mm-hmm. And yeah, what's more exciting than that is playing games that mean a whole lot and having a chance to be a part of this thing.
How nervous are you if they are not able to have Teron Armstead this week?
I mean, look, not having Teron Armstead, I think, is a big deal for sure. You know, we've seen how important you saw what happened when Tua wasn't playing, right? I mean, it was very clear. Tua, when Tua plays and he finishes the game, whether it's when he walks off that field,
when he
on
chooses
his own,
to end the game,
correct. When he chooses to end the game, they're 8-0, and 0-3 when he doesn't. And there's a lot of factors, but you know, certainly can look at that. And I think you know you have to say, look at the offensive line play when Teron Armstead's in, and we all understand the importance of having a really good left tackle, and he is really good. So yeah, I mean, you know, that's tough, but. That's the sport that these guys are playing. And there's no way in the world that when you look on paper at your roster at the beginning of the season, you can just expect that you're going to have that same group when you start playing games in December and hopefully in January. It's just not the way this sport works, unfortunately. And these things happen, and they've got to figure out a way to work around it.
Seth, it's crazy to me that Armstead makes this much of a difference. I'm not, you know, doing it to slight him.
Yeah.
But he's made this much of an impact with how that whole offensive line does. That is pretty amazing to me, right? And,
yeah.
And how he plays. Now, I will say this. They've struggled because it's not just him, right? Mm-hmm. They've always had like two or three offensive linemen hurt at the same time.
Yeah.
And then they start playing guys a little bit outside of their element. I think they can cover for one guy. But now you got Austin Jackson also. And now you're going a little bit too far down that, you know, list to where that's what's going to be the issue.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, Leroy, because in theory, if the left tackle's out, that shouldn't affect your right guard, right, you know, in theory. I mean, I imagine there might be certain things schematically, but,
right.
You know, that you shouldn't just, the whole thing shouldn't fall apart. It was interesting to hear. Well, both Tua and Mike McDaniel took blame for all of the sacks, which I thought, hey, great leadership. They took all the blame for putting guys in bad positions. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, the last four prior to the game against the Texans, you know, you had Shell on the right side, right? And then he, you know, he wasn't even in the starting lineup. So Jackson's coming back. It's his first time playing in 10 weeks. And then, you know, you lose Armstead. Shell comes in on the other side. And so there was a lot of rust, I thought, across the board. And the offensive line, unfortunately, that was I think they were most impacted there. Well, which the offensive as a whole was. I'm with you, though. It's like, wow, one guy, and especially one guy all the way at the end. You know, that's an important piece. Like, if you lost your center, I could see where that impacts both sides of the line. And so that was surprising. But I'd like to believe, I hope, that with a week's worth of practice and knowing what to expect going into it, that they can figure out ways to try and mitigate some of that loss. You're not going to be able to replace the guy because you don't have a talent like him to just plug in there. But hopefully they can find other ways to still be productive.
When you got any time, and here's a good rule of thumb. Anytime you have to switch sides with a player, they're going to struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's almost the equivalent to you all of a sudden having to write left-handed for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I mean, only Tua can pull that off, right? A right-handed guy, you stick the ball in his left hand, and next thing you know, he's leading the league in all quarterback categories. So he's the only guy who can pull it off.
What's such a strange thing that his father wanted him to be a left-handed quarterback?
You know what? It's
Phil Mickelson. Argue with the decision at this point.
Phil Mickelson is the same way.
It's so
Phil Mickelson is right-handed. He golfs left-handed, which is unheard of.
It's such a I kind of get like if you're raising a kid like I've said when my kid was like hit lefty. You know, everybody loves a lefty hitter
or pitch lefty, right?
Being a lefty quarterback is such an odd thing, especially if he is naturally right-handed. What a strange thing for his father to.
Well, he just won a national championship.
I don't know.
It's working.
Yeah, it's working. Hey, listen, whatever Papa Tua has got going for him. It seems okay. Let me bring you into another debate that we had earlier today.
All right. Wait a second. Has this become the debate? Or do you guys just do this all day long, or only do you wait for me to get here?
We don't know. Sometimes the days, it just stumbles. You know, we haven't been in studio together in a while. I was on vacation. He was in Cleveland yesterday. But when it was early in the game, it was they were up 10-0. Uh-huh. 4th and 10. We finally get to see Thomas Morstead.
Yeah.
I understand the decision. It's conventional. You know, you're midfield. You let your punter punt. But would you have been surprised if Mike McDaniel would have gone for it on 4th and 10? Because I feel like this offense, they can get 10 yards whenever they want now. That's seemingly every throw is over the middle for a first down.
When you need 10 yards or you're turning the ball over, it's different, right? It's hard, right, Leroy? It's harder to get 10 yards when everybody in the building knows you need 10 yards. When it's 1st and 10 and you can accept 3 or 4 yards or 40 yards, then getting to – oh, my God, these comments crack me up. I'm sorry.
Look, I'm telling you.
I would have been surprised.
Here's the problem. He says, they're moving the ball and you know that team can't score. That's why you pin them back. You don't want to play. You don't want to play a field position game with a team that can't score.
It obviously worked out marvelous because Von Ginkel got an interception like the next play. I get you, but I'm just saying, Mike McDaniel.
No, don't just say. You always just say. And this is why we get in arguments.
So I don't understand. Well, like, why is there a debate if it worked, Tobin? Like, you punt the ball.
It was just my feeling.
You force a turnover. You get the ball on the 2 yard line. And you score.
It wasn't
like,
so. Yeah, it wasn't so much. It wasn't so much a disagreement. It was just in that moment. I'm watching the Dolphins. They were humming that entire drive, and then all of a sudden, three incompletions, a little drop here and there. But I'm thinking to myself, this Texan team stinks. They could get 10 yards whenever they want to. So if Mike McDaniel decided on that fourth down, fourth and 10, I'm going to go for it. I wouldn't have been mad at him.
You would be fired by midseason. Like, mid-season. I go through this every week when, hey, during the game, hey, why didn't he do this? Like, no!
It's very Madden, like circa 2002.
He doesn't even play Madden, though.
But this is the most explosive football I've ever seen. It's amazing, and I feel like they feel they could do that whenever they want.
Yeah, but it's still got to be rooted in some sort of like strategy and common sense. No, like otherwise you start to lose a little bit.
Had people have their wheelhouse. When you said strategy and common sense, he just fell off. He is no longer he has no common sense. He doesn't think like that. Right? Like we had Tyreek Hill. You know what he was saying? Now we can get Deebo Samuel. That's what he does. Okay. It's never enough. Never.
Seth, what do you got coming up on the Fish Tank podcast? Your
followers
this week,
are too
man.
Good. Well, today, nothing as good as this. But so Brendan Iambadejo, I don't know if you remember Brendan.
I played with his brother.
He did. You played with Obafemi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's cool is so did he. So this guy took 4 years. He was an all Pac-10 in college. Doesn't get drafted. Took 4 years to get to the NFL. Listen to his journey this guy went on. Two teams in the NFL he got cut by. He goes to Canada, plays for two different teams. He goes to the LA Express in the XFL. Goes to Amsterdam for the NFL Europe, goes back to Canada, and finally 4 years later gets a chance to land on the Miami Dolphins roster, and his brother, Obafemi, is on the roster as well. Spent 2 years here, and the guy spends 10 years in the leagues, Pro Bowler three times, he's All-Pro, he's two Super Bowls and the whole thing. Really interesting guy. Also is a huge advocate for LGBTQ community. He was on the front lines of fighting for same-sex marriage as a straight NFL player. So that in and of itself was unique and ahead of its time. So really an interesting dude. And I think most people who are Dolphins fans will remember him for that Monday Night Football interception of Tom Brady. The Dolphins are 2-11, and I think the Patriots are 12-1. Come down here. We got the orange jerseys on. There's no way we can beat the Patriots, the defending Super Bowl champs. And he gets an interception with 2 minutes left in the game to put the Dolphins in position to go ahead. So great moment reliving that with him. A lot of fun. And, a great listen.
Check it on out. The Fish Tank Podcast. Seth Levitt and OJ McDuffie do a fantastic job at that for Dolphin Fans Weekly. And you guys also do a great job with Travis Wingfield on the post-game show. You got a big one coming up this week, Seth. We appreciate you having fun with us, and we'll do it again.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah, looking forward to it. You know what? Can I ask, do we have time? Can I ask Leroy, or am I messing up format here?
No. So you go as much as you want. Format.
I don't know. We're going for it on 4th and 10 in midfield. What am I talking about? So one of the things that Brendan talked about was, he was a smaller linebacker. I mean, the guy's put together, but he was on the smaller, quicker side. Mm-hmm. And he said that at that point in time, part of the reason it took him so long to get into the league is that this game was more the Leroy Horde game. It was the 3 yards and a cloud of dust.
Yes.
And you needed those 250-pound linebackers that just wanted to shoot the A-gap and smash heads. And he said, in today's game, I could have had a chance to start because it's all mm-hmm. about the smaller, quicker, faster guys. I thought that was fascinating.
It is. It's all about covering tight ends now and having range in the secondary and being able to get depth. Think of it at Tampa 2. The Tampa 2 means nothing if you don't have linebackers that can get deep. But guess what? How about this? I played against a linebacker. His name was LaVon Kirkland. He played in Minnesota. I mean, played in Pittsburgh. Sorry.
Pittsburgh.
And he was listed at 6'2", 290 pounds.
Holy crap.
That's what he was listed as. And I ran a pattern up the seam, and I looked to my left, and I had basically a nose tackle running with me. That's where football has changed. Right now, that guy would be a small safety.
He looks like the scariest thing I've ever seen on
it's,
the football
it's
field.
Just to see him roaming, to see that guy roaming the secondary. It's what was terrifying. I mean, what you think of Pepper Johnson? You think of, like, no, the league was, you know, different. Even the safeties were 230.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Atwater, Lewis Oliver, I mean, those guys are beasts.
Right. Joey Browner. Yeah.
I'd say that was one of the things I actually liked about this past weekend. I felt like there were a lot of big hits from the Dolphins. I don't feel like you get to see that anymore. Like between Baker and what Duke Riley did to damn Burkett, like flipped him over his head. The Eric Rowe knocking the ball loose. Like I loved seeing how the Dolphins are flying with the football.
I think you need that from this perspective. You need to be able to control the middle of the field. And the only way you can do it with a receiver is to knock his ass out when he comes across the middle, and then he won't catch any more balls. And I think that we wore that as a badge of honor when we played, is that we could go in the middle of the field, catch the ball, take the hit, and still hold it. That separated you from a lot of guys. Now there's nobody that does it because you can't get
and
hit.
You can't, the rules work against you for trying to do that, right? You know, so you really have to find the right opportunity to do that. OJ talks about all the time, these guys can make these acrobatic catches because they're not afraid of getting their head taken off.
Yep, pretty much.
Sadly, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you guys. Take care.
All right.
You go for it, man. You go for it, Tobin, on 4th.
Always.
You go.
Always.
All right.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
You did not do the research.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.